Oh, we're checking in with the Quincy School Superintendent, Dr. Richard DeCristofaro, for an update on how Quincy Public Schools are doing during this time of remote learning and also some changes coming up. Hey, Rick, good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Joe. Nice to see you, Ken.
Hopefully we'll be able to do it in person soon, but in the meantime, this will have to suffice. And since last we talked, big changes, the number one being that you are becoming the new Quincy College president. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. You know, I appreciate that. There's, you know, it's just like everything else. It's a great opportunity. There are challenges with any organization, but the opportunity, I think, to serve that college and stay in Quincy, I think, is something that's selfishly really good for me. But also, I think I working with the staff there, the faculty there, with the you know, Paul Barbadero and the Board of Governors, I think we can really make a difference. So that's the goal.
Yeah, is that something that you'd kind of, you know, dreamed about, aspired to over the years?
It's funny, you know, I think probably 2 years ago, I started to think about that a bit because, number one, I was thinking if I do retire and you know, people started asking me, you know, once you get to a certain age or a certain gray hair, people started asking, so when are you going to go? You know, not that they want you to, but they're just wondering, you know. So I started to think about, okay, what should I do? Or what could I do? And, you know, whether it's teaching at a college, a university, or consulting, that sort of stuff. And I think those would be great. But I think to really continue for me to make a difference in this city with a different clientele, you know, different faculty, totally different organization. I think it always, it just became attractive to me. And so as things changed at the college, I became a bit more focused on what I may have been doing with my next step. And so that was, for me, it was Quincy College to continue to make a difference with so many people.
Well, of course, you've worked with the administration there and the teaching staff for years, developing a great relationship between the Quincy Public Schools, you know, and the college. A lot of students just migrating, you know, right across the street to the new campus downtown. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, just in as we look at that, you know, coming across the street, you know, I do look at cohorts of students, really starting at grade 11, mostly in our Chapter 74 areas, whether it's the IT area or the protective services area, the criminal justice area, programs that the college really is very, very, very successful at, the early education, early childhood. You know, I think all of those could really be great stepping stones for our kids at North Quincy and Quincy, and then other high schools on the South Shore. And I know there's great connections with them, but I want to increase those connections. And I want to start earlier to see, to make sure that we have this cohort of students that want to come to Quincy College, want to take advantage of the great instructors, but also the financial, you know, rather than go to a four-year school immediately, or another 2 year, they can save money, you know, for their homes. They can work in the city or do whatever and continue their education right here. And I think that's a tremendous opportunity for families, certainly for students, but for parents as well that may be paying for their son or daughter's college education.
Yeah, of course, you'll be faced, you know, with the very same crisis there that you are at the Quincy Public Schools with this current pandemic. They are a little more prepared for online learning at the college, it seems. They seem to have seamlessly transitioned over. I know that's the plan through the summertime, too.
Yeah, and same with Quincy Public Schools. Again, looking at the summer, looking at the fall and planning for remote and hoping very, very much that in Commissioner Riley's phase four COVID plans that, you know, that we open up our schools again, because kids, you know, so many, I mean, our teachers as well, just miss the contact, you know, with their students. And the students, of course, miss their contact with their teachers, their principal. There's a, you know, I think it, this whole thing brings out this, the focus on the bind, you know, what binds us so many ways, not just here, everywhere where there are schools, because schools do so much more than deliver curriculum. I mean, there's so much about habits of the heart, as well as habits of the mind. And I think this school system has done a tremendous job. And from what I hear at the college, there's a really great connection with their students. So that's really the most important thing, making sure that everyone is looking forward and moving forward as best they can under unprecedented circumstances.
Yeah. So what is the transition process now, Rick, to your successor? How is that all going to happen?
Well, at the last school committee meeting, the school committee voted unanimously for Kevin Mulvey, who is the deputy superintendent, to be the interim superintendent until the fall before we open. And then hopefully, you know, after that, he continues. That's up to the school committee. The school committee is diligently looking at leadership profiles of other superintendents because they feel, and I think they're absolutely correct, that my job description when I took this 20 years ago really isn't the same as what it is today. So rightly so, they're looking at how to make sure that the next superintendent job description is as accurate for the times as it should be. So they're working on that while Kevin will be taking over as the interim either June 13th or 14th, whatever that day is. You know, I do have to say that at Quincy College, you know, the interim president there, Dan Aquino, is doing it's just a fabulous job. He's a collegiate person.
Right.
He's tremendous experience, and I think he's doing a really nice job leading over there at Quincy College. So it's a good position to go into, and I think Kevin Mulvey here is also in a good position because he's involved in everything we have done, you know, from partnerships to curriculum to all our plans and initiatives. He's been very, very involved. So he's someone that I hope the school committee really looks at because he would be someone that would continue so much of what we do with the school committee because we have a great partnership with them. So, I mean, I'm hoping that continues. But that's up to the Quincy School Committee and, of course, Mayor Cope.
What would your advice be to the new superintendent of the Quincy Public Schools, Rick, to continue what you've built and to grow?
Yeah, and it's fortunate or unfortunate, I'm just, you know, very, very close, you know, and I still live here in the city and love it. I think Kevin will continue, you know, as if he's the next superintendent, certainly will continue with what we have done together here in the school system. And I think that he understands that there'll be times if he is the next superintendent that he'll continue, but then he'll add his changes. You know, I think the greatest thing about the superintendency here is that it involves everyone. You know, we have the principals involved. We have over 100 teams that get involvement from every aspect of the school system. People have the ability to assist in any of the decisions that are made, and we realize that the best decisions we make are not here at Coddington. They're from where the grassroots are and from people that are really doing the job every single day. And that doesn't demean what we do here. It just makes sure that we listen to our teachers in particular in the classroom and the principals to make the very best decisions possible for our students and our families. So I think that will continue, absolutely. I'm sure there'll be things that change, but the framework here, of course, I mean, I love the framework here, and I think it works. So hopefully that will continue for a bit of time anyway.
Yeah. Has this pandemic crisis, has it changed the special education center that's being planned over at Old Colony Avenue? Where's that stand right now?
Well, I think what had been done right up until March was there was a lot of work done, again, by Deputy Superintendent Mulvey, Aaron Perkins, and working with a design of that building and taking a look at, okay, our children that would go there, you know, what are their needs? So looking at that building right now, there is a design for that building. I think it needs to go to that next step. That next step would be not only taking a look at where we are, but actually beginning the construction of that. Right now, I'm not sure where that is in the timeline. I think public buildings, they will do some or most of it. And they're pretty busy right now. So I think we'll continue to talk with them until I leave, of course. But Kevin Mulvey's been all over that. And I think that he'll continue to do that along with Aaron Perkins from Special Education. But that is going to be an absolutely stunning place to learn for our children. Very, very proud of that.
Yeah, what actually has been able to happen in the buildings because there's been no classes in session that maybe otherwise, you know, could not have happened until the summertime?
Yeah, I think from a custodial perspective, from their frame of reference, I think that the custodians are beginning to get some summer work done. You know, spring definitely, but the summer work that they do, you know, kind of in a cycle. This is what we do in June as soon as the students leave. This is what we begin doing all the way right up till September 1. So they've already started that work, which is a great thing. And they'll get to some things that they may not have gotten to, but will get to. Public buildings, I cannot say enough for public buildings, you know, with Paul Hines and the group of guys and girls that work with him have done just an incredible job already. You know, the huge job at Broad Meadows, you know, things that we can do now that we would not have been able to do with students there, you know, spending time in the building. And I think he's probably in most of our buildings doing some jobs right now, and so many more jobs that we would ever have gotten done in a cramped summertime, because everyone's got to take vacations. You know, so they're doing, I think, an extraordinary job. There's two or three schools that we may be redesigning a little bit for additional classrooms. Mm-hmm. Already looked at that. They have the plans for that. I think that we will get the school system selfishly. We'll get a lot more done within this this closure time.
Yeah, the plans for a new Squantum Elementary School also, you know, where do those stand right now?
Yeah, we submitted the statement of interest form as we had done in the past, and then they asked to refresh it. You know, so we've refreshed that statement of interest form, and I'm sure we will be in touch with the MSBA to go through the process again. They've visited. I think we were so very, very, very close this year. I cannot see why we wouldn't be there next year right on target. And that would be a terrific thing for those students, those parents, the staff there, the principal there, and the whole community, because that will be a beautiful school in a great setting too, because you have so much land where others, you don't have that space in the city, you know?
Right. Yeah. You know, one of your final acts as superintendent will be to oversee the graduation of the class of 2020. It'll be a very unique experience this year, obviously. What are the current ideas for marking that milestone for those students?
Yeah, as you know, we had a meeting, two meetings ago, and I was asked about that, about graduation, and I said it may not be possible. That sparked everyone to say, oh my God, we're not going to have that. Oh, this is terrible. How can he do this? You know, I continue to love kids no matter where I am, what I do. And celebrations like this mean a lot to the community, but far more to our students, and even far more to a certain extent to our parents.
Yes.
So they were quite concerned, what are we going to do? But I think we're really proceeding in two ways. Number one, you know, working with Mark Carey from Mayor Koch's office to put something in that's a real celebratory message. That's a recording, basically, that, you know, we'll have the class president speak, the valedictorian speak, you know, Principal Shaw, Principal Tag speak, very abridged amount of speaking, by the way, and have music in the background and a lot of pictures of our students that are in the yearbook, pictures of all things during the school year. I think it'll be a great thing to take with them. And that's quite separate. I think people would agree that's quite separate than having a virtual graduation and whatever. So I think, you know, what the school committee would like is to keep looking at what we can do, keep exploring what we may be able to do last week in July, first week in August. And what that is, I'm really not sure. You know, what we're looking at is other cities and towns, kind of thinking, what do they do? How will they celebrate? Although some of our student enrollment is far greater. So we're measuring what other people are doing. We're also asking parents at the high school, you know, high school student parents, what do they think? What ideas do they have along with our student, you know, our class president and student officers? What are you hearing? What do you think we can do? Making sure that anything and everything that may be planned is the safest thing possible. I mean, that's really, you know, and it's frustrating for everyone, you know, especially parents and especially our kids. Bottom line is that it has to be safe. It just has to be safe. And so, so we'll keep looking at it. We'll still look at it. And, you know, maybe we'll share some options with the Quincy School Committee to see what they think. And we'll come up with something I think that will be great for our kids. Not as great as a graduation celebration, but something that will be memorable for them and their parents.
Yeah, it's been suggested perhaps some type of a drive-by graduation, you know, where there's a parade of cars and the seniors are able to get out and quickly get their diploma, have a quick picture taken, and then move on. I think other communities are doing that as well. How many actual class of 2020 students are there in between both schools, Rick? Do you know roughly?
Yeah, it's probably about 650, 660,
wow.
Maybe 700.
Okay.
Yeah. So, so when we talk about what we're doing, I mean, you know, and we have two high schools, so it's not like you just do it for one high school and move on. You got to do pretty much the same for both.
Right.
So regardless of how much time it may take to give each student their diploma, I mean, we'll do what we have to do. Time is, you know, something that we have to give. And so we'll do that. So no matter what we do, it may certainly be time consuming. Planning, a lot of help from our very best Quincy Police Department to be able to help us with traffic, no matter what we do.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor would love to be able to organize something, I think, at the stadium. I mean, he's very proud of that stadium, and he really should be with everything that's been done there. So maybe that's where we go, and we do something that allows just so many parents in.
Right.
You know, and spread the kids out. But yeah, it's going to be difficult, you know, because kids like to have pictures taken with their buds, you know, their buddies. So there really have to be some specific rules for safety.
Yeah, they'll certainly never forget it, whatever happens, that's for sure. And nor will you.
As memorable as possible.
That's yeah. All. Have you thought at all about what message you might like to give to the class? Have you written any thoughts down? Just curious if you might want to share a few of those.
No, but it would have to be something about overcoming things in life, you know, and understanding that anything can happen at any time and how you make the very, very best of a situation, you know, not only for yourself, but of others.
I think that's a lesson we are all learning, no matter what stage in life.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
So great to talk to you, Rick. Anything else you'd like to share with folks?
No, I think, you know, eventually I'll talk to you again before I actually leave.
Of course.
And just, you know, make sure I thank people so much of the school committee. This school committee is outstanding. They really are. The Board of Governors that I'll be working with just love that college and are very, very dedicated to it. So a lot of change, you know, but it's opportunity and challenges. That's where I look at it. And I think it's a tremendous opportunity for me. I really, you know, to leave the school system is I don't know, to, you know, after, you know, maybe 43, 44 years, it's like, what am I doing? You know, but I love this city. I really do. I mean, as you know, I mean, I grew up here, haven't gone far since, and, living in, you know, still in the city, and to come to work is a blessing to work with so many great people in the past and in the future as well. So we'll talk, okay, because I'll get some thoughts together and I want to be able to share it with you and share it with others as transition becomes a little closer.
Thank you. Yeah, and we hope to continue the relationship, you know, in your new role. We've had a great relationship with the college over the years here at QATV, and that hopefully that will continue.
Absolutely will. Absolutely will.
So, and I know your mom is extremely proud. I know your dad would be too, because I knew them both very, very well, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Joe. Always great to talk with you.
You too. Be well.
All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.